Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. With me in the studio today is my long-term friend, Danny Tanev. Welcome, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here live in your studio.
Live, I know. We did this some months back. And we did it by Zoom. It's so good to have you actually in the studio. Welcome,
absolutely.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I really wanted to have you on because of your new book, Psalms 23. And I love it. I read it cover to cover. And tell me, why did you write this book?
I've known this psalm since I remember myself when I was a kid in church. Yeah. They had us learn it by heart. And I always had more of a, you know, when you hear Psalm 23, it sounds more like, okay, this is a romantic, you know, psalm. Well, a few years ago, God just opened my eyes to see the depth of this psalm. And it talks about so many areas of life, you know, when you go through tough times, how do you deal with that? When you have hostility around you from circumstances or people, the blessings of the Lord, how do you live in the blessings of the Lord? How do you find peace in times of war or turmoil? So it's really deep. It's really realistic. Mm-hmm. It's no romantic, you know, scenarios. It's really what real life is all about. So it when I started receiving from God this revelation, I saw how many times I've seen the Lord work in such a way in my life. So I thought this will be a blessing to many people.
Now, for those who do not know you, Danny, you obviously live in Bulgaria, And I know you draw from things that happened in your life in the past and some of your family members in Bulgaria from the past. Tell the audience a bit about who you are, the things that God's called you to do. I mean, you're known throughout the world, especially the Bulgarian, you know, speaking world. Talk to us a little bit. I know you're a pastor, et cetera, but tell us more about who you are and what you do, and then we're going to get into the book.
I'm married for 14. I've been married for almost 14 years.
Wow.
I have four kids.
They're awesome.
And I've been doing music since I was 3 years old. So that's a big part of my life. I've been involved in many, many music projects, Christian and non-Christian, throughout my life. I'm also leading a church in Sliven, Bulgaria. And also leading a movement of churches. And I'm also, with my wife, involved in relationship and marriage ministry. We have a very famous podcast, actually a video show in Bulgaria that's online on YouTube and also on cable TV. So we're doing a lot of things because our heart is burning to expand the kingdom of God in every area. He has given us opportunities and gifts, and that's pretty much what we're doing.
And you have people following you, not just from Bulgaria, but literally around the world. It's amazing, amazing. Now, let's get back to the book. I love the way you've drawn from your experiences in Bulgaria. You talk about your great-grandfather who was a shepherd.
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. Now, talk to me about that and how what you learned through watching him and knowing about him and what you learned about how God deals with us and helps us.
Yes. When I was probably 5 or 6, we would go to his village, and that was his profession. In his house, he had a yard with his own animals, goats and sheep. But every day he would take them out, and people from the village would pay him to take their sheep and goats, and you know, we would go to a place in the mountains or somewhere where there was grass to feed them. And it was interesting for me as a kid. It was interesting to make a parallel between how shepherds in Bulgaria do their job compared to shepherds in Israel. Because in Bulgaria, the shepherd is behind and he's pushing the sheep from to correct them to go in the right way.
Correct.
While in Israel, the shepherd is in the front, and they follow his voice, which corresponds to what Jesus says, that the good shepherd, you know, the sheep, Jesus is the good shepherd, and the sheep know the voice of the shepherd.
That is amazing, amazing concept. So just we dive right into the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. So you talk a lot about different people follow different things, and that intrigues you sometimes. Talk about that.
Yeah, especially in 21st century social media, you right. follow celebrities or yeah. influencers or whoever. Human nature hasn't changed throughout life. Yeah. We are designed with the need to follow something, somebody.
That's good.
Just the form changes according to the age you live in. So most of the times, we follow things subconsciously.
True.
And it's not a conscious decision we have taken. So one of the most important things in life that we need to learn in order to succeed is to be self-aware.
Yeah.
So when we read Psalm 23, here is David full of self-awareness saying, the Lord is my shepherd. So I have taken the conscious decision who I follow.
Okay,
because who we follow
like
determines our life, yes. determines our
yes.
future.
Yes.
And it's so important.
Yeah. So then why is it so important to know who our rural shepherd is?
Because the one who follows pretty much determines the life
exactly,
you're going to live.
Exactly.
The shepherd is the one who takes care and makes sure you're fed,
yes.
you're healthy.
Yeah.
He will take you to the places where you need to be. So whoever you follow will bring results in your life
right.
that will be detrimental or
yep.
it will be blessings.
Yep. Yeah, this book is so practical, right? And for everyone listening today, check out the show notes. You can pick this up on Amazon. Again, it's Daniel Tanev, T-A-N-E-V, Psalm 23. And again, it's just filled with insights that help us right where we're at today. So I appreciate so much you wrote this.
And one more thing I wanted to add was when I was thinking of the title,
yeah.
I deliberately put Psalm 23, the Bible live.
Yeah, I see that.
Because, you know, it's today is very popular to go live on social media.
Got
and
it.
This is technology that helps you connect to a person, and it's not pre-recorded, it's mm-hmm. not edited, it's mm-hmm. raw, it's live. So
I like that.
When I'm reading Psalm 23, and usually when I'm reading the Bible, the way I process it is how does it apply to my life in a very real, raw life way? So when I was writing this book, I really wanted to help people see this psalm in a way that it will become alive for them.
Psalm 23, the Bible live. I love it, love it. And as we continue through, and by the way, I was saying, everyone listening, if you want this, I highly recommend this book. You can get it on Amazon. I mean, I ordered this on Amazon, I got it the next day. So you can get this on Amazon or wherever you buy books. But I would highly recommend this book. Let's talk a little bit about I Will Not Be in Need. And you said, if I were to pen this song, I would simply say, I would craft the words a little differently. I would say, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not lack. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, because as I said, who you follow determines the life you're
going
to live.
Gotcha.
So the cool thing about having a shepherd, I mean, having God as your shepherd.
Right, right.
Is that if you think about the reality of shepherds and sheep, most of the time sheep don't know what they need. They
True.
Just follow their instincts.
True.
Same with us. Many times we think we need certain things
yeah.
while we don't.
Yeah.
And then there are other things we do need, but we mm-hmm. don't realize.
Yeah.
And I remember a story. I didn't put this in the book, but I remembered it after I published
sure.
it. It would have been a good story
next
to be
version,
in the book.
Next
yes.
version.
But this pastor was telling that in his church, in the greeters ministry team,
yeah.
there is a old 85-year lady, small lady, and a big, huge 45-year-old black guy. And they're great friends.
Yeah.
Great friends. And because the guy has some medical problems and the old lady's acting like his mom, helping him, reminding
sure,
him.
Sure.
Well, she's a small old lady. She needs physical help, you know, with carrying stuff and
right.
stuff like that. And he said, it was such a God thing to bring them together. But if you had asked any one of them, what do you need? I don't think the old lady would have said, I need a 45-year, big, huge, 6.5 black guy in my life.
Right.
And he wouldn't say 85-year-old small lady in my life. But God knows better what we need.
That's so
and
good.
This is a blessing to their lives.
Good. What about when God seems to say no? There's things we think, as you said, you know, things we think are needs or just wants at times. How do we respond to that when we feel like God's saying no, or it doesn't work out the way we expect it from our shepherd?
I think the best analogy that helps me understand it is parent-child.
Mm-hmm.
When a good parent tells no to a kid, it's not because he hates the kid.
Right.
It's not because he wants his kid to not experience something good, but actually it's because of love.
Right.
It's because he's protecting him, or it's because there's something better for him, or the timing is not right. So every time we hear God saying no, it's because of love. And that's a conscious decision we have to take to believe that and not to follow our feelings. Because I know, I have small kids. When I tell them no, they throw tantrums. They say stupid things that later even they regret.
Right.
They're like, sometimes they would say, Dad, you never allow me to experience anything good. You're not a good father. And why didn't you allow me to get this thing and to buy this thing? And so if I'm a bad parent, I would allow their emotional tantrums to sway my decision. But because I'm a good parent, I just give them the best and not what they think they need.
Yeah, you said it well. Obeying God doesn't require understanding or agreement. Do you want to say anything more about that?
Oh, absolutely. God's ways are higher than our ways.
True.
God's capacity is way, way bigger than we will ever be able to comprehend. So if we obey God only when we understand why he requires certain things, or only when we agree with him, we're going to miss so much and we're going to end up in a bad place. Just like my 3-year-old kid. If he obeys me only when he understands and he agrees and when he wants to put his finger in the plugs and he wouldn't obey me, he wouldn't survive.
Right.
He wouldn't
right.
survive.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Let's look at green pastures and quiet waters. He lets me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside quiet waters or waters of rest. And we know that it's only God who can give us true peace, right?
Mm.
Talk more about that.
Yes, God knows where we are wired to find the greatest peace.
That's good.
He has created us and he knows what we need to live in peace. And God's peace is so amazing. It's so different from the peace of the world because it's not dependent on circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
The peace in the world is if things go well for me, I feel peace.
Right.
But if
they
don't, I can't have peace.
Yeah.
But the miraculous result of life in faith in God is that you can be in the middle of the storm and be in peace. Just like when Jesus was on the boat with his disciples and they were freaking out because of the storm. He lived in peace, and that's how he could continue to sleep. And they were like, what's wrong with you? We're going to die. And that's the cool thing about being a Christian, living in the peace of God, that you're in a storm with all the other people around you.
Yeah.
And many of them look at you, and they see you in peace, and they think you don't grasp the reality that you're in. And they're like, you can't be so peaceful. Let me explain you why you should worry now. You're not taking this seriously. But when you know Christ and his peace, you can live a supernatural life in that way.
You made a statement that I read it again and again. It's so powerful. You said, actually, peace is not a location. Peace is a person. I love it. Talk more about that.
Actually, that was a revelation that I got as I was typing these words.
It's amazing.
Yes, because
it's so true. Yeah.
Peace is not a place where everything is roses and trouble-free life.
Yeah.
Peace is living with God.
Yeah. Or you said it this way, it isn't contingent on what happens to you, but on who is with you.
Exactly.
Powerful.
And just think about it. If you walk in a neighborhood where there's high crime, and if you walk there alone, you will be afraid. But if you walk in with an army around you, surroundings doesn't change. Circumstances don't change.
Yeah.
But who you are with changes your world.
So good. So good. restoration. He restores my soul. He refreshes my soul. And again, I highly encourage you to, for those of you listening today, pick up this book. Go to Amazon, or wherever you buy books. Again, it's Daniel Tenev, Psalm 23, The Bible Live. Let's talk a bit about restoring our soul and restoration, how God does that in our lives. And you said in Bulgaria, we have a saying, you become like the people you hang around. Talk about all that.
Yes, relationships impact us.
Yeah.
We may want to think that we can hang out in the wrong environment and we can, you know, stay away from its impact, but that's impossible. We are designed to be impacted by relationships. Yeah. That's why choosing the most important relationship with God is so vital. Because when you have a relationship with God, that relationship will impact your inner world. And I'm just thinking like a parallel with the physical reality of our bodies, of our lives. Mm-hmm. If you want to be fit and healthy,
right,
there is a process that you take in terms of what you eat, how you eat, when you eat, how you exercise, and all these different routines that you choose. And as you follow them, in time, they give you results. They restore your body. They take you to a healthy place. Same thing with God. Being restored and being whole is not a matter of a supernatural, momentarily praying or experiencing something. This can give you a head start.
Sure, sure.
But walking with God, following Him, going through the like basic disciplines of Christianity, having the right spiritual routines, in time will restore you and bring you to a spiritual health.
Love it. Love it. He guides my paths. He guides me in the paths, the tracks of righteousness for the sake of His name. Wow. Talk to me about that.
That part is really inspirational for me.
Yeah.
Because as I wrote in the book, our lives are like billboards.
Yeah.
What God does in our lives is like a commercial to the world, what He can do in a life that is totally surrendered to Him.
Yep.
So the reason we can trust that if we follow God, He will take us to good places is not because we're so good. It's not because, well, God really loves Daniel, so He's going to do it because He really loves me. And if I can make Him love Him more, then He can get me to better places. No, no, no. He says, I am taking you in these places because of who I am. I'm doing it because I have a reputation to keep.
Yes.
So that to me is really powerful.
Yeah. Again, this is a leadership podcast, and these are the basics of the Christian life. Help us be the kind of leaders God's called us to be. And this is, I mean, it's so powerful, so simple and so powerful. Fear no evil, even though I walk through the valley in the deep darkness, the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil and no harm. You are with me. Talk to me about that.
Yes. I think the greatest picture that I have even given in this book is the way we can be fearless is not that we become immune to the regular emotions that every person experiences on earth, or that bad things won't happen to us. Again, what makes us fearless is not what we're going through, but who we are going through while we're going through the storms.
Yes.
Just like my kids, when I tell them, go and get this from the living room, and it's dark there, they're afraid. But when they hold me by the hand and say, Dad, come with me, when we go together in the dark room, it's the same dark room. It's the same darkness.
Yeah.
Nothing in the environment has changed. But just because Daddy's with them, it changes the whole way they feel. And they fear they have no fear there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Daddy has power that they don't have. He has experiences that he doesn't have. He has capacity that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes everything. And it's so important because when we're Christians for a long time, certain truths become trivial for us, and it seems like they lose the power in us. Like, God is with me. Yeah, I know God is with me, and He helps me. No, 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 no. This is so powerful.
Yes.
And I pray that as people read this, they will get a fresh revelation of how powerful it is that God is with us. And when we're going through the difficult times of our lives, this revelation will remind us, you don't have to be afraid. Yeah. God is with you. Yeah. What are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Are you afraid that your life will fail or that you will be harmed? God is with you. And if He allows something, it is for your good. God turns everything for good for those who love Him.
Right.
So it's a matter of trust.
I love the story you gave your friend from New York. You said the Father knows when to stop. It's yes. When to step in. Tell us that story. It's powerful. Powerful.
Yes.
It shows us our Father God and how He steps in. But go ahead, please.
Yes. Sometimes God would allow us to go through things because there are valuable lessons to learn.
Yes.
I was in New York City with a friend of mine, great, great guy. He had two sons, and one of his sons was with us. So we were walking on the streets, and a group of guys stopped his son, and they said, "Oh, we are rappers, and we have our CD here, and we want to give it to you. And if you have any donation for us to support our music, feel free to give it to us." So it's a popular scam in New York City, by the way.
Right.
If you experience this, just go away. It will not be a good experience. So the guy's really warm-hearted guy, good guy. So he said, "Oh, of course." And he's a musician himself. So he gave them $5. But all of a sudden, they became aggressive. They said, $5? Is $5 what our music is worth to you? So they began to be very aggressive to him. Well, the father was standing from 10 feet away, just watching the whole scenario, and he didn't intervene. But as things heated up and they became very aggressive towards his son, then he stepped in. Now, my friend used to be a model in New York City,
right.
So he's strong, he has presence, he has authority. So he stepped in with the authority of the father and he said, "Well, I'm his father, and if he wants to give you $5, you either take it or you just leave it." So all of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changed, and they gave back the money to his son, and they walked away. And then his father started talking to his son, "Well, what did you learn in this situation?"
Yeah,
and they started, gleaning from this situation valuable lessons. And immediately, as I saw this situation, it was like God and us. God would allow us to go in situations where we learn lessons, but He knows how far we can go, just like the verse that God will not allow you to be tested more than you can bear.
Exactly.
And at the right moment, He intervenes and He protects us.
Beautiful. And of course, your rod and your staff, they comfort me, the whole focus of comfort. What's the difference between a rod and a staff?
As we read, the staff is what shepherds use to direct sheep. They have a hook at the end, and if the sheep goes astray, he puts the hook around the neck of the sheep and directs it back. While the rod is something that kings used to use, and it represented authority. So when we hear that God's rod and God's staff are with us, it means that God's authority and God's direction is with us. And when we walk in life, we can feel peace because we know that if we go astray, that God will lead us in the right way.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we have the authority, the spiritual authority in our lives that God has, which is huge.
Exactly. Two more things I wanted to ask you, Danny.
Okay.
Blessing in the midst of adversity. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. And you have a story from your life when you were in the military. Could you tell us that story?
Yes, I have experienced that so many times in my life, because sometimes we are afraid that if we follow God, certain doors will be closed for us. If we follow God, people will reject it. We will miss opportunities. But I've learned in my life that if I follow God without compromise, and if I don't compromise my relationship with God for an opportunity, the blessings of the Lord over my life will be far, far more than I can ever find by myself. And I've seen this when I was in high school, and I was trying to live as a devout Christian, and everybody was rejecting me the first year. But I said, "No, I'm not going to sway. I'm not going to compromise." And I was rejected by everybody. But then after 1 year, I gained the respect of everybody. because I learned that even if when people do not agree with you, if you're strong enough to stay on your convictions, they respect you. And that opened so many opportunities right. for me to share about God and people getting saved mm-hmm. even at my class. Mm-hmm. And you see that when there's hostility around you, you have no reason to be afraid if the Lord is your shepherd.
Right.
That's the
right.
condition, if yeah. the Lord is
yes.
your shepherd.
Yes.
Because God has the ability to bless you in the midst of hostility.
Yeah.
And do you want me to say the story or just leave it for them to read it?
Well, it's a great story. Just give us a little glimpse of it.
Okay.
And I encourage you, please pick up this book and read it. It's a powerful story. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, when I was in the military, first 2 months were boot camp, so mm-hmm. we had to study for exams. And as the exams were approaching, the soldiers wanted us to do some things so we could bribe the commander who was going to lead the exams. Well, I didn't become a part of that, and that caused a lot of hostility
right,
against
right.
me. And there were threats against me, but what happened at the end was that actually I believe God was behind it. The commander, after all the exams, came and said, I want you to write the grades of every soldier in this unit, which is about 130, 40 soldiers. So they were trying to threaten me and to harm me, but actually at the end, God gave me the authority yeah. to bless or harm them.
Yep.
Thank God I didn't harm anybody. But yeah, it was a story that, you know, it wasn't anything big, but yet that was a story where I saw this verse a reality in my
huge.
Life.
It was huge. Again, there's much more to the story. Pick up the book and get the whole deal. It's a powerful
yes.
story. Last thing I want to ask you is goodness and faithfulness. Certainly goodness and faithfulness, mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever or for length of days. Talk a bit about that, would you please?
Yes. There is a verse in Hebrews that says that whenever we come to the throne of God with boldness, there will always
yes.
be grace and mercy.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, there are things that God has promised us that we can have every time we go to Him. There are other things that we see in the Bible that we can hope for, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is one of the things that God has promised us every time we go to Him with boldness,
mm-hmm.
grace and mercy, grace
mm-hmm.
and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So living in the grace and the mercy of God is one of the most important things in our lives. First, because we need mercy. We
yeah.
mess up so
right.
many times.
Join the club.
And we need God's mercy. And every time I speak to people about forgiveness, because when somebody hurts you, the feeling of justice rises up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, God, why don't you bring justice to this person? And I'm saying, well, because if God brings justice, this justice will apply to you as well. Do you want justice
right.
or you want mercy?
That's right. That's right.
Because when it's about you, I want the justice. When it's about me, I want the mercy.
Yeah, right. That's so good.
And then the grace of God is the ability to do what God has called us to do. And we all need this. We need the
yeah.
strength of the Lord. And at the same time, the grace of God is the forgiveness that we
right.
all need. So grace and mercy is one of the most important things we need in our daily
yeah.
lives. And we follow God, we can trust that every day we will have, the Bible says, the mercies of God are new every morning.
Mm.
Every day we will have a new portion of mercy
mm.
and grace in our lives, and we will live in the presence of the Lord.
Love it. This book is so good. I want to encourage everyone listening today, pick this up. And for a small group, if you have a small group, a Bible study, there's questions at the end of every chapter. You can use this for a small group discussion for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, as long as you want to. But check out the show notes, more about Daniel Tenev on there, more about the book, more about the things that Danny's involved in, and you can connect with him. And so good to have you here in America, here in the studio to talk about this book today, Daniel. Daniel, any last minute words of wisdom before we close off today?
Yes, I just want to say how much I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
And I think what you're doing with this podcast is extremely valuable. And I would ask anybody that listens to subscribe, not because, you know, everybody says subscribe,
right, right.
but I've had the privilege to know you firsthand and to know the treasure of experience that you
Thank
carry
you.
From your life of leadership. I know your heart for the Lord, And I think that what you carry is so needed in the lives of many leaders in the body of Christ. And I want to thank you for everything you've invested in my life.
You're very welcome.
And, you know, you hold a book in your hand and you'd certainly have a part to play in me being able to write this book. So it's been a privilege for me to walk my life as a leader in the body of Christ and have you as a spiritual father. So thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much. Everyone, we're so glad you joined us today for the Larry Crider Leadership Podcast. We learned these small changes we can make in our lives that make a massive difference in our lives and the lives of those we serve as we continue to obey God. And again, go to the show notes, go to Amazon or wherever you buy books, pick up Psalm 23, The Bible Live by Daniel Tenev. Daniel, thank you again for being in the studio today.
Thank you.
And God bless you all. We look forward to seeing you back here again next week.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.